The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Eat Your Greens, the podcast, a show about how eating a plant-based diet can save the world. Here's your host, longtime vegan, Aaron Bostrom. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Eat Your Greens. I do know what I said last week about there being an interview on this week's episode, but unfortunately, my friend Heather, who I was interviewing, was not able to come to the two times that we planned it, which is okay. And then I was debating going and doing it like via Zoom or FaceTime or phone call, and I couldn't get the quality right, but I did send her the questions and she did answer them, so I will be going over them, be talking about them, but worst case, I believe next week I will have her on for the real interview part and we can just have a little bit more of a conversation. I'm a little disappointed about that, and I really wanted that to happen. So I am sorry if you guys are disappointed, but hopefully it's still a good episode and that next week we'll be able to get a real interview on here and have her actually here like talking with us. So, but I am just going to go through the episode like I was planning on doing if she did actually come in for the interview. And also just to clarify, it's not like her fault. I'm not mad or anything. It's just sometimes life gets in the way and you just can't, you gotta prioritize other things, and it's totally fine. So on this week's episode, I'll be interviewing my coworker and registered dietitian, Heather Hull. Heather and I work together at Psycho Bar, Westgate West in San Jose, California. I don't work there anymore because I do live in San Rafael and it's way too far, but, while working as a spin instructor, Heather is also a registered dietitian specializing in eating disorder recoveries and creating healthy relationships with food. On today's episode, we will be talking about the importance of a healthy relationship with food and how vegan diets can benefit certain people, as well as talking about eating disorder recovery and how important a good relationship with food is in order to recover. Like in episode 2, we will be talking about eating disorders and relationships with food, and if this is triggering for you or something you're not comfortable with, no worries, please just join us back for next week's or the week after's episode. Like I said, I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about in next week's episode if we end up bringing her in for the interview itself, but I will once again give a disclaimer. But definitely feel free to join us on a non-eating disorder, non-relationship with food type of episode. Coming up here, I really do want to do an episode about like the best vegan, the best vegan restaurants in like a bunch of different cities. Like we'll do San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, New York, you know, places that I've been and have experienced food. Oh, Austin. Oh my God. Don't even get me started on the food in Austin. It's so good. I don't really, you know, Texas, but if you're going to go anywhere in Texas, you got to go to Austin. It's incredible. I love it there. I love the food. I love the vibes. It's so weird. It's so fun. I got on an Austin tangent, but yeah, my sister used to live there. She used to go to school there. So super cool. I do love it. So let's just dive right into kind of the questions that I sent her, because like I said, we aren't able to have her in the studio. So I'm just going to kind of go through them and then we'll just talk about it. I'll just talk about it. I like to talk. So the first thing I asked her was what inspired her to become a dietitian. And she said that like a lot of people in that field, that she struggled with her relationship with food her entire life and feeling like this great sense of imposter syndrome, that it's like, I don't deserve this, I don't deserve that. And when she realized how important having a good relationship with food is, how healing it is for your mind and for your body, then that's what kind of motivated her to do this, to pursue this career. She basically said too that she absolutely loves this job and loves the relationships that she has with people and how she can help people really better their relationships with food and with themselves. Because what it comes down to is that this idea that you don't deserve to eat, you don't deserve this, you don't deserve that, is incredibly damaging and is something that as a society really should be unlearned. And she said that she really loves being a part of that process of helping people unlearn these negative feelings about themselves and about others, which I think is just super cool. When I was kind of dealing with my stuff like this, I wish I had gone to a dietitian sooner, and I wish that I had gotten help sooner, because as soon as you decide that you as a person are worthy of food and of nourishing your body, that changes everything. Like, it changes everything, because you start to feel like that, you deserve nourishment just like anyone else. Something that, quick little side note, something that really stuck with me when I was kind of in the process of recovering was that you have to love yourself to the point where it's like you wouldn't want someone you love, like your sister or your best friend or your brother or your mom or your dad or a family member, to like be starving themselves. Like, you want someone you love to be eating, to be taking care of themselves. And so why don't you feel that way about you? Because you should love yourself. Just a little food for thought. Haha. I feel like I've made that joke before. Anyway, the second thing I asked her was, how has your relationship with food changed since becoming a dietitian? She basically, in her response to this, kind of just talked about how understanding the basics of why your body needs what it needs and how to give it to it has not only helped her be able to form a much healthier relationship with food, but also form much healthier habits. That's like when you know what your body needs and what your body wants, and you're able to provide that to your body, it actually makes a huge difference in how you end up feeling at the end of the day. I have to cough, excuse me. Okay. So the next question was, how important is a positive relationship with food when attempting to recover from an eating disorder? And she said it's the most important part. It's obviously a big part of that issue, but the problem with an eating disorder that I think a lot of people misunderstand is that it's not necessarily always about like the food itself. It's about the image, the body, you know, how you feel about yourself. This is another quick tangent. Well, side note, is that something that really stuck with me also was kind of the idea that like your body and how you look is the least interesting thing about you. That like you are so much more than just your body and just how you look. And that is something that really stuck with me, because for a long time, I know a lot of other people feel this way, like put a lot of value into how I looked and how I felt about myself and how other people perceived me, because that was why. I'm gonna tangent even further from this point really quickly. Something that is kind of unique to me is that I had wanted to shave my head forever, I would say, probably like since I was like 12. I had been talking about like shaving my head or shaving part of my head or just wanting to do that, but I never did it for a couple reasons. One was that people would be like, oh my god, don't do it, you're gonna regret it. And it's like, ah, maybe you're right, like I don't want to regret it. And one, the main reason though, the main thing for myself was that I was like, people aren't gonna find me attractive anymore, which is first of all not true, and second of all shouldn't be my main concern when it comes to that. But in my process of recovery, I finally got to a point where I was like, Screw it. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this. I am going to do what I want. And so I shaved my head in June, kind of with the intention that I was going to like grow it right back because I was probably going to hate it. And I loved it. And to kind of not be too sappy, that when I like look in the mirror now and when I see the reflection, it like finally feels like I'm looking at myself. This like it, if that makes sense. It finally feels like I am being an authentic version of myself, which has honestly been one of the best things, like one of the best experiences for me. Not to get all sap city over here. I'm like tearing up. Stop it, Aaron. That is lame. Okay. So the next thing that we talked about was going back to, you know, the topic of this podcast. What benefits can vegan / plant-based diets have on people who are rebuilding their relationship with food? And she kind of brought up some similar points that I have made in the podcast in previous episodes, that like finding something that really resonates with you, if like it's a non-food related goal, for example, like animal rights or environmentalism, like can really help you distract yourself from what you're doing, like from eating, because it can be hard. Like it can be hard. And when you kind of have this mindset that like, oh, I'm eating this stuff because it's helping save the planet, you know, like that kind of takes away some of the pressure of like eating, which if you have dealt with an eating disorder, I feel like you probably understand. And if you haven't, it's probably a little confusing. But yeah. And then the last thing that we talked about was, has she seen health benefits of a vegan diet in her clients? And she said that actually not a lot of her clients are vegan. I wish I had like a grand thing to be like, yes. Like, she said that not a lot of her clients are vegan, because there is a little bit of, there can be a problem, not even a problem, that's not the right word. I don't remember exactly what word she used, but that there can be an issue with vegan diets just being like another way to restrict, which is, yeah, that's not good. If you're trying to recover from an eating disorder, you don't really want to restrict what you're eating again. And so she's, more severe things, she tries not to, but in other cases, non-eating disorder related cases, she said that she has seen health benefits of vegan diets, such as clients who have been eating vegan for several months, having lower blood pressure, having more energy, feeling just better overall. So that was kind of the extent of the questions that I had sent her. I had kind of a plan that it was just going to become more of an organic kind of conversation, because that tends to be the type of interview style podcast that I like to listen to. But because it did not end up that way, I do apologize. It's kind of a bummer. I do wish that we could have had like a full interview thing. I feel like that would have been really interesting and fun, but it's okay. We are gonna do it next week, and if not, then we are gonna just keep having good episodes. And yeah, so I do just want to say that I do really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this, listening to my, this is kind of not the direction I initially planned for this podcast to go into, but having a place where I can talk about stuff like this has actually helped me a lot feel more confident and more open about things that I've gone through and that I know other people have gone through. And even if just one person listening to this feels like this is helping them and feels like they're heard and listened to, then I feel like I've done my job. So yeah, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate any and all listeners, and I hope that you are enjoying the show. I hope that you are feeling like if being vegan is something that you've wanted to try for a long time, that you have some tools to finally get it going and just to try. Or if that you've never considered being vegan before in your life, you maybe want to give it a shot. Yeah, so I guess that's it. We've kind of run the clock out per usual. I did just want to say, I really appreciate you all. And I will hopefully have you back here next week. Have a great week, and I will talk to you guys very shortly. Bye.